Overnight, Swiss voters have rejected a proposal to limit the country's population to 10 million. The plan came from the right-wing Swiss People's Party, which has long campaigned on an anti-immigration platform. Switzerland's current population is 9.1 million, and according to government data, 27% of those people living in Switzerland are not Swiss citizens. Cedric Thier is Professor of Economics at the Geneva Graduate Institute of International and Development Studies. I spoke with him earlier. Professor Thier, what do you make of this referendum result in Switzerland?
So it shows that Switzerland, where there was a very active debate on this referendum, actually made a decision that, yes, there are challenges with a fast-growing population, but in the grand scheme of things, this challenging challenges comes with also good aspects of prosperity, and we decided to accept them and also not to jeopardize our relationship with the European Union.
Has this been a difficult debate in Switzerland?
Yes. To put things a bit in long-term perspective, so we regularly have votes about immigration and foreigners. In fact, that goes back already since the 1960s. And there is a party, actually the biggest party in Switzerland, always pushing this and always with a theme like problems come from immigration. So there are problems coming with a high growth of population, which is coming from immigration, such as, you know, high housing prices, congestion in public transport. So these problems are real. However, the solution just to say, oh, we should have fewer foreigners and that will be the magic wand, is actually way too simplistic. So there are better ways, more complicated ways, but actually more efficient ways to handle these problems.
And Professor, can you tell me more about this system in Switzerland? Rather than the government making its own decisions about immigration, why is it that the way that it's usually done is via having a referendum?
Okay, so the Swiss direct democracy, actually what we voted on here is what we call the initiative. So what there is, if you get enough signatures from the population, that's usually couple of hundred thousands, you can propose a change to the constitutions. So this can be done by a political party, it can be done by a group of citizens. All you have to do is come with a number of required signatures, a proposal to change one of the articles of the constitution, and this is then put to a vote. We vote on such things about four times a year on all kinds of topics. And to have this change go through, you need to have the majority of the people, but also the majority of the states, what we call the cantons. And there are some big cantons, some small ones. So it also give more power to the relatively small states. So you need this double majority to make a change to the constitution. If such a change is accepted, then it's the job of parliament to adjust the law and basically implement the change that the population and the canton have decided.
So these are a citizen-initiated referenda?
Exactly. Yeah. And we also have referendum, but that's when the parliament passes a law and people don't agree. They also have to get a given number of signatures, it's a smaller number, and then we get to vote again. But in that case, it's only the majority of the people.
And the people in Switzerland, this large group who are not Swiss citizens, mostly where are they from?
So we are in Switzerland, a fairly high proportion of people who are not Swiss. You know, one thing is important to remember is these are not foreign-born people. You have people who are not Swiss but have been living their whole life in Switzerland. And in many cases, their parents lived their whole life also. So you can have people who have been in Switzerland for two or three generations who are not with a Swiss passport. Getting a Swiss passport is actually quite tricky. So that explains why we have a relatively large proportion of foreign nationality people. The second aspect is we have free labor movement with the European Union, even though we're not a member. That means that someone from the EU can come to Switzerland. You know, there are requirements that they need to have a job. So it's not like you can come here and go collect unemployment benefits or such a thing. And this has led to a fairly large increase in population growth since 2007. Mm-hmm. Switzerland is an economy that's doing well. unsurprisingly, this motivates people to come here. But also we have a lot of needs, for instance, in healthcare, where we couldn't staff all the needs with people already in Switzerland. So we need immigration. And historically, Switzerland has always been a highly integrated country. Mm. So that explains that there has been a fairly large increase of labor population growth since 2007. And also Switzerland, doing well, has known a bigger population growth than other European countries.
What's the reaction been from European nations to the outcome of this referendum?
So they are happy to see that after a fairly extensive and sometimes heated debate, the Swiss have decided that they want to remain in good terms with our big neighbor. Okay, so that's a positive signal for future votes, because a big vote that will come a bit more than a year would be a vote on a set of what we call bilateral agreements that we have with the European Union. So Switzerland is not a member, but we have a set of agreements, and there have been a big renegotiation over a couple of years to have a new overall package. And the Swiss government has negotiated that, and it will be up to the Swiss then to decide whether they want to take this. That we're going to be still at least a year ahead, but today's vote is a clear signal that the Swiss discuss and debate, but in the end they decided to go with maintaining good relationship with the European Union.
Professor Thier, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.